There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Virgin Galactic over the weekend completing its first successful space test flight. Abu Dhabi, of course, has a 30% stake in Virgin Galactic, so there's a very much local angle to this. Joining us on the line from the United States, I'm delighted to welcome to the Business Breakfast the CEO of Virgin Galactic, George Whitesides. Hello, George. Thanks for being with us.
Nice to be with you.
So explain in simple terms why you think this flight was so significant.
We have been working to open up space to, you know, humanity for a long time and really are grateful for the support and investment of UAE. And so what we did on this flight was basically we made it to space with the commercial configuration of our vehicle for the first time. And this was actually the first time that a spaceship with people on board had launched from American soil into space since the retirement of the space shuttle. So it was actually a really big deal here in the United States, big deal internationally. And, you know, we're ready to start making history soon.
So you've reached 82 kilometers, which is good enough for the U.S. Air Force. They've given your guys their space astronaut wings. There are those who say, actually, no, space is 100 kilometers, the so-called Kármán line. You're a NASA veteran, so you're very familiar with these things. How significant are these distinctions?
You know, they're, so NASA gives astronaut wings when you go above 50 miles, U.S. Air Force, FAA. Basically, all the U.S. Institutions give astronaut wings. And, you know, we're a U.S. company, so that works for us. You know, what's interesting is that FAI, which has put out that 100-kilometer thing, has actually said to the world that they're thinking of moving that back down to 80 kilometers. So I think there's growing consensus that the right level is about 80 kilometers, which equals about 50 miles.
So this was a successful test flight, and I saw Sir Richard Branson speaking over the weekend. Clearly, he is delighted, but we've spoken to him about the events of 2014 when, of course, you had a fatal crash. What's changed in those 4 years? What lessons have you learned?
Well, that was a really tough day, you know, but the main thing is that what we're trying to do in our test flight program is to make sure that when we're ready to start commercial service for our over 600 individuals who put down deposits already, when we're ready to do that, we do it with a safe vehicle. And, you know, progress is hard. We've, you know, we mourned the loss of that test pilot who worked for a contractor of ours. But we move forward, and I'm really proud of how the team has emerged from that. They built a new vehicle. The vehicle is improved. It has a few safety improvements to make sure that what happened could never happen again. And we feel really good about the vehicle now, and we're really excited about the momentum that we're taking into 2019.
So as you say, you're a U.S. company. The flight took off from the Mojave Desert in California. But with backing from the Middle East, Mubadala's had a stake in Virgin Galactic for almost a decade now. What does Mubadala and Abu Dhabi bring to the table for you guys, George?
Well, I think a few things. So number one, we're really grateful for the investment and the support. Mubadala is not just an investment company. It actually is a really smart center of aerospace knowledge. So the folks who are on our board bring tremendous value in terms of connections or ways of doing business better, ways of doing aerospace manufacturing better. So there's a huge amount of value added beyond just the original investment. The other thing I would say is that we're tremendously excited about our, you know, growing relationship with the UAE Space Agency, which has really attracted global attention. They're doing amazing things, obviously, with the Mars mission and other things. And so between that and Mubadala, Elaine, all the things that are happening out there, Strata Manufacturing. There's just a lot of excitement about the leadership position of the UAE in aerospace today.
And of course, those Middle East links inevitably get us asking questions, George. Well, are we going to have one taking off from the UAE? How many Middle East customers have bought tickets? What can you tell us about that?
Well, in terms of the number of Middle East customers, you know, we don't disclose exact numbers because it's sort of a privacy issue, but I can say that there's strong interest in the Middle East, as you might imagine. And, you know, in terms of future operations, all I can say is that, you know, Richard Branson is really excited about sharing the excitement and the wonder and the research potential and the commercial opportunities of human spaceflight with the rest of the world. And so, you know, I think the idea of someday potentially operating from the UAE is a very real one. And I think now that we are demonstrating the commercial capabilities of this vehicle, which is intrinsically mobile, I think that, those prospects will grow.
So, George, great weekend, of course, for you guys getting to space. What happens next? When can we expect the first tourists paying $250,000 to be taking a space flight? Any indications?
Well, so what we have to go here is we're going to do a few more envelope expansion test flights, and then we're going to be starting to put in the commercial cabin, which is basically all built. We just need to install it into the spaceship. Then we'll do a few testing flights of operations in the back to make sure that'll be with staff. So we'll make sure that our processes for our customers are safe and just super enjoyable and incredible, right? That moment when you get up into space and you can look out the window for the first time down at your home planet. I mean, I just get shivers thinking about that. I want to do it myself. And then at that point, you know, we're going to be ready to go start commercial operations. Now, I can't say exactly when that'll be, but I think that we're really pretty close now. We have to look at the data from this flight, and we'll have a few more test flights to go. But we're really getting pretty close now.
Well, here in the Business Breakfast Studio, we're really keen to know when Sir Richard might be going up. Last time we spoke to him was earlier on this year on a very different kind of craft. It was the QE2 cruise liner, which is moored here in Dubai. When can we expect to see Sir Richard up in this aircraft? 2019, is that a realistic possibility?
Oh, absolutely. 2019 is the goal.
Last question. What's the biggest challenge that you still face at Virgin Galactic?
Well, you know, what we are doing is intrinsically hard, right? No one has done it before, establish a commercial spaceflight service, right? So our guiding star is safety. We feel really good coming out of this flight that we've got a vehicle that does what it says it's going to do in a really safe way. What we have to do now is to set up, you know, almost like an airline, you know, but it's a low-rate airline, but it's an airline nonetheless. And that's where, you know, the experience from Virgin Group is so useful because they've got airlines all over the world. They really are helpful. And frankly, you know, I'm sure we'll be getting a lot of great input from our UAE folks because they obviously are world experts at that as well.
So you think the greatest challenge is more technical and aeronautical rather than, say, commercial with the likes of Elon Musk also launching space ventures or space tourism ventures?
Yeah, well, I mean, I would really say we're competing with ourselves in a way. We really just have to do this right. What Elon's doing is amazing, but it's a very different thing. You know, he's launching these huge satellites into space and going to the moon. What we're doing is trying to bring that cost down for just that flight into space, you know, that simple flight into space. Right now, the cheapest seat that you can buy into space is with the Russians, and it's $70 million. Our tickets are, you know, in the few hundred thousand dollars range. So we're bringing that cost down by a factor of 300, which is that's what's going to open up space and really enable thousands and eventually millions of people to travel into space.
Best of luck with that, George. Really appreciate you joining us this evening as it is with you in the United States. George Whiteside's Chief Executive of Virgin Galactic. Collect congratulations and thanks.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.